They have a decision to make at quarterback, Andy. Is it going to be DTR? Or are you going to?
He's got
to
be healthy.
Look at the field. I know.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Let's assume for a second that he is. Who would you play?
Me personally, I'm playing Jameis. I want to win. That's not saying that DTR can't win games for you, but I feel like I have more confidence in Jameis than I do in DTR right now. I don't. The only thing I liked about DTR was his ability to run the ball. You know, he was doing things that I think we expected out of Deshaun, but never really saw. And I thought DTR could do those things yesterday. I wish I could understand what the complete focus of the organization is going to be now. You know, you're not going to the playoffs. So what are you supposed to focus on? You're not going.
That's one of the things that has to factor into this quarterback situation.
It has to factor in anybody who's on a one-year contract.
I would agree with that.
Guys, you know the answer we're going to get, right?
We have options.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, that's what we're going to get. They're going to ask, and we're going to get.
We have options.
And they're trending appropriately, right?
Oh, well, that's the only way you can trend.
Yeah. Trending appropriately.
Trending appropriately.
Thank you. Here's the thing. I really like DTR. I don't know anything about him personally.
Yeah.
I love the way he handles himself in press conferences. I know that's not anything to judge anything on. I love the fact that the guy was a starting quarterback at a big-time school and started a lot of games.
Sure.
And I like his potential. I like his arm. And I am hard-pressed to think that he's your answer long-term at quarterback. But I really like the guy.
But I do think he'll start next week if he's healthy, based on the fact of what they did yesterday.
That's what I'm wondering.
Hey, I'm okay with it. You know what I want to find out? I want to find out if everybody who thinks that Kevin Stefanski is the problem with another quarterback. Yeah. I think you'll get answers there.
Kevin does a great job with other quarterbacks, Andy. That said, you know what I've always thought of Jameis Winston.
Yeah, you were ready to start him at the beginning of the season over Deshaun.
I like Jameis. He just slings it. Yeah, in the year that he passed for 5,000 yards, he threw 30 interceptions. Okay, the team is 1-6. I honestly think you better find out if one of these two guys can be your quarterback next year. It might be Deshaun. It might not be.
Or you need to find out what their value is before November 5th.
And if you think you can trade Jameis Winston, I'd play him. Because right now, he's still an unknown who it's like, well, he didn't end up starting in New Orleans. Although he actually played fairly well when he did play in New Orleans. And then they brought in Derek Carr. But he was injured and blah, 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 blah. If he has a couple of good games and somebody else gets hurt around the league, maybe he's somebody's answer at quarterback. That's one reason I'd play him. I don't think DTR would be anybody's answer at quarterback. And so I would play Jameis here and see what he does. And if you lose a couple of more games and you completely decide that's it, we're done here. You know, we're not going to – at this point, why are you trying to win games?
I can't tell a player not to go out on the field and play to win.
Well, they can't go out and play half you know what, because that's how you get hurt.
And I also can't tell a coaching staff not to come up with a game plan to win.
Absolutely. So, that's what they're tasked with, to win football games. Although
we sat here for two seasons and saw one win. So
at some point, though, Andy, the priority of the rest of this season has to change a little bit. And I wonder how they handle that. You know, I mean, mathematically, you want to do the math, 1-6, you could still mathematically make a playoff run.
Sure.
That's not happening. No. We know that. It was unlikely to happen before losing yesterday. We understand that. But at what point does the organization make some kind of a decision on how to approach the rest of this season? And frankly, do they end up, you know, do you keep your coach? Do you keep your front office? I would personally think you keep both, myself. Jack is in Solon. Counselor, welcome.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, good morning, guys. I have several points to make, so I hope you let me make them. First of all, let me begin by saying a few callers ago said that fans can only take so much. I wish that were true, because they keep coming year after year after year when they're seeing this S show almost every year. I don't want to hear about that we made the playoffs last year. There's always aberrations. But, look, I have so much to say. First of all, I think reasonable people believe that if the Deshaun Watson experiment failed, that it would set back this team 3 to 5 years. Well, I think we're already in the middle of that. Here's an example since 1999. When was the last time, and I hate to bring up the Steelers because they're like the Yankees to me. When's the last time the Steelers, and in a lot of those years, the Browns actually had better talent, when's the last time the Steelers had a losing season? Do you know?
It's before Tomlin.
It was before Tomlin.
20 years ago. And they're not going to have a losing season this year because they're, what are they, 7-3? What are they? No.
They're 5-2.
Okay, 5-2. Mm-hmm. So they're not going to have a losing season this year, probably.
And the one thing about them, they've had years with Tomlin where it didn't look great, and they stuck with him. You know, they've been around 500. They've been 500 with Tomlin, and they stuck with him. I think if it was 2 years in a row, they went 8-8. They didn't make a coaching change. They thought they had the right coach.
They are a professional, well-run organization.
Yep.
And so we're in the middle of that S show because we brought in a morally bankrupt quarterback who – maybe if he would have been the old Deshaun Watson, okay, but he clearly isn't. I think he's done in this city. And so anyway, they need – Jimmy Haslam is going back to the comment about that fans can only take so much and they keep coming week after week. Well, the answer would be, well, football is king. Well, the king is dead in this city.
No, the king isn't dead, but – The quarterback's not highly thought of. And, Jack, can you imagine next year if they say Deshaun Watson's the starting quarterback of this team?
Well, he's not coming back next year. I mean,
there are 46 million reasons why he might.
I wish they could just clean house, but they can't because Jimmy Haslam isn't just building a dome in Brook Park. He's building a community in Brook Park, and he's not going to give it up, okay? So I don't know how many more years of suffering we're going to have. There's no excuse for booing yesterday. I mean, look, just like any other fan base, we have, let me just call them unsophisticated fans. But the real smart, knowing fans know what they've seen. They keep coming back. Look, support the Guardians. That's the best run organization in this town. They put up a product that has a chance to win every single year.
Jack,
in my mind, baseball is king.
Jack, okay. Thank you very much. We love the baseball team. They had a great season. We're going to talk about them in a little bit. Mm-hmm. Actually, Joe's in Columbus. Joe.
Joe.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, first, I just want to say again, I don't condone the cheering of Deshaun getting hurt. Also, back to what I think you said, Andy. If this situation was put on any other NFL team, there would be fans doing this in every team. I hate that it's like it's us that would do this. But what I'm calling about was, you know, I contained my anger or, I guess, disappointment after the Guardians game. I watched that game yesterday, and it was disgusting. And then I was in my car driving home, and I heard Myles Garrett refer to Deshaun Watson as a model citizen. And I about drove my car into the ditch because I feel like this team, Kevin Stefanski, the players, are treating us fans like we're idiots. And we haven't been, like, through this and sticking with them through this, sticking with Myles Garrett through an embarrassing thing that he did. And so that was my
accident.
Moment. Where I feel like, you know, blow this team up. Like, Deshaun Watson was a poison, and it has just infiltrated every part of this organization, and I don't think we can come back from it with who we have in the building right now. So yesterday I was like, earlier in the day, don't trade Myles Garrett. He's the heart of this team. I saw that press conference, and I saw the things that they were saying about the fans, and I think it's time. I think this team just needs to blow up, and we need to restart. And also, I'm just curious why, you know, I realize they don't want to lose media credentials or anything. Why is there not a follow-up question to that with, what do you mean by that, Myles, that he's a model citizen? Like, don't you think there might be alternating opinions on that? And I realize he's your boy and everything, but, like, why don't they ask harder questions in those press conferences at that time? But I'm curious what you think. Do you think this team can be salvaged? Do you think Myles Garrett wants to play on this team? I don't know at this point in time anymore. So.
Joe, thank you very much. I think the guys are happy to be making a lot of money playing in the National Football League, and they want to succeed here. I mean, Myles has had the opportunity to not sign here and take off, and he didn't do that. I
think at 1-5, I think at 1-4, that Myles probably heard it over the last week that he might be one of the guys that if they needed to trade someone to get a first-round draft pick in the future, he might be one of those guys. They're not going anywhere right now, and I don't know if they're going anywhere in the near future. So you want to think about today, you want to think about tomorrow. Myles Garrett is a single-handed reason that Cincinnati's offense struggles here. I mean, the defense played great yesterday, but man, does he own Joe Burrow? Does he own the way Cincinnati plays against us, especially here in Cleveland? But you have to look at him and say, well, you know what? If we trade him, can we get a first-round draft pick? Because we're not going anywhere. And it's like Jeff and I say all the time, Joe Thomas's career was absolutely wasted here in Cleveland.
It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.